Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures podcast number 6. Today's date is Friday, August 16th, 2019. And for those of you who don't know, this is the weekly review of my attempt to ride my motorcycle from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. The odometer reading this week, 38,849. Not too many Ks. We were stationary most of the week, and we took a ferry across from Baja to the mainland. So that ate up another extra day there. We started our week at our friends Rodrigo and Deneb's place. Still, we spent another 3 or 4 days there this week. They were so gracious putting us up for the week. Their kids were wonderful, they're awesome, and they showed us a real good time when we were there. And we ended the week in El Rosalia in the Sinaloa province on mainland Mexico. Again, stationary for a few days of the week, so that's why the odometer reading's not getting up too high, but we're just kind of killing a couple of days to meet Braden's cousin in Puerto Vallarta, and after that, I think we've kind of decided we're going to pick the pace up a little bit. Some highlights of the week. San Jose del Cabo was great to us. Lots of beaches, lots of surfing, lots of fishing. Went out for a hike, you know, did lots of good stuff. Hung out with the kids. Made new friends in Rodrigo and Deneb, and it's an awesome place if you need to go for a week. Lots of stuff to do. The beaches are free, they're clean, surf's good, fishing's good. Everything was awesome down there. You want to go out at night, I'm sure from what we were told, you go to Main Cabo, not San Jose, and apparently the nightlife there is crazy. Another highlight, when we were out camping with the kids, I caught a skipjack tuna and some kind of groupery fishy deal, and we kept them, and we had a fire on the beach with some mesquite wood, and cooked the fish over that, and then parted a really super flavor, and really enjoyed eating those little guys, and the tuna for a little bastard was a nice big fighter, so that was a really good time. The next day, when we woke up in the morning, I traveled down the coast a little bit, and we found a pig bathing itself in the ocean, which I thought was really cute and really interesting. I knew pigs went swimming, but I just never thought that I'd see one. I heard it was in Thailand that people do it, but this pig was just laying down, getting dummied by the surf, and it was really good. A couple of lowlights. Had our second cop experience. About 15 minutes into being on mainland Mexico, pulled me over for my taillight not being bright enough, essentially. And so after I did my best routine of bad detainee, yet again, refusing to give him my license, you know, pushing the brakes, basically just arguing as much as I could, and got off cheap with a 90 peso kind of bribe there. So that wasn't too bad, but just, you know, an added hassle. City driving this week, lots and lots of city driving, going through La Paz to get the ferry, getting into Topolobampo, cruising through there, going to try and find our Airbnb in Los Mochis at, you know, 10:30, 11 at night, and then getting out of Los Mochis in the morning. Just crazy drivers everywhere. Everybody's in such a rush to go do, I don't know what they're doing, but they're in a rush to get there, passing you, cutting you off, doing everything. So we're just trying to take it slow and sleazy and not get in anybody's way too much. One of the scariest moments of the week was we're getting ready to board the ferry, and one of the ladies at the ticketing desk asked us, oh, do you have your tie-down straps to ratchet your bike down? And obviously it's one of those don't ask, don't tell situations, and nobody had told us to bring our own tie-down straps. You'd figure the massive cargo ship that brings freight to and from the mainland on regularity would have some tie-down straps for us, but they didn't. So we made do with taking some of the ropes off of our tarps and kind of cinching it down to a couple of chains that were attached to the floor. It worked for us. I don't recommend it for anybody else. We had a good day of sailing. Everything was calm, so the boat wasn't rocking too much. So we got away with it, but if you're going to be doing this, the crossing with a motorcycle from Baja to the mainland Mexico, bring some ratchet straps. Lots of usual critters this week. Turkey vultures, some hawks. Saw a magpie the other day. Haven't seen one of them in a little while. Tons of little lizards, all different colors and shapes and sizes. Little chipmunks in Baja, kind of crossing the road there. That's one of the first and only mammals that we saw, on, I think, on the peninsula there. They got to be plentiful, because there's lots of birds and lots of vultures and stuff kicking around, but they're pretty elusive, I think. As I mentioned, went fishing, caught the skipjack in the grouper unit. Went out three times in total, but only caught on the one day. The third day, then I went out fishing, had a couple fish on, but I'm starting to realize that single barbless is a trout thing and not an ocean thing. With the currents and the power of the fish and my undersized rod, it's a pretty decent challenge to kind of to bring even in the small fish. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. That's what fishing's about. So it's still fun, but we could have had some fish tacos that day as well, if we had a barb. The first day, went surf casting on a beach. Big waves, big riptide, big current. It was really difficult fishing. Kind of my first time surf casting with a fly rod, and it was definitely a learning experience. Saw one fish cruising and busting bait, but other than that, it was a pretty quiet day. No bites, no lost fish, no takers. Again, bike's running great. Loving it. Just kind of greased the chain there. Checked the signals, all the usual stuff. Same as last week, checked the oil. The only difference this week is my tank bag, via the UV lights and all the wind from daily driving, started to tear a small hole in one of the corners. So I went overboard with the duct tape, just taped down all the corners, basically the whole front of the tank bag. So hopefully we're still waterproof and stormproof, and we'll get some good functionality out of it. I'm determined not to buy a new tank bag by the end of the trip. It'll hopefully just be useless. Final thought this week, the rain's back, and I'm not sure whether I'm happy or sad about it. It's nice to cool you down and enjoy, you know, we're looking at green right now instead of brown from what talking to the locals. Apparently the place is mostly kind of deserty here. We've seen some cactus interspersed with the trees, but for us, everything's green right now. Everything's in bloom. The trees have fruits on them, so that's cool, but you know, waking up in the middle of the night to the sound of somebody, it sounds like somebody's pouring buckets of water on your tent, and the wind whipping along is, you know, not the greatest thing. But we're able to dry our stuff in the morning, so still kind of confused whether we like it or not, but it's different than the dry old desert that we've been seeing for about the past month. So that's it for me. Thanks everybody for listening. Love you lots. We'll talk to you soon, and hear back. We'll give you a couple updates next week. Thanks again. Bye bye bye.